You guys coming off a tough loss. How important is it to have a quick memory, though, knowing what's coming up this week?
Oh, what do you mean by quick memory?
Just, you know, trying to wash what happened Saturday and then refocus to you guys had a tough loss.
Yeah, it's very important to take what we learned here and understanding that we're playing a tough opponent at their home. They're not going to give us any wins or any victories. So we got to go in there and take what's we won and play a very smart and hard-fought football game.
When you're going against a team like they are that are putting up almost 50 points a game, what kind of challenge is that for the offense to maybe try and keep up?
It's not really. We don't try to look at the scoreboard at all, to be honest. And that's been our big focus this past few weeks, and just keep playing no matter what. And if we have to score how many points, you know, like last year, we just kept scoring and kept scoring. So it wasn't more of a scoreboard thing. It was just competing out there and having fun.
What do you remember about the trip to LSU 2 years ago? I know it wasn't a steady time for the program. What do you remember about that week leading into the game, and how different is things now this week heading into the game this week?
At that point, there was a lot of external pressure, just a bunch of stuff going on outside of actually playing football, so with coaches and all that stuff. But kind of hard to focus on the game at that point in time in the year. But this year, we're just, you know, we're locked in. I mean, I know we had a loss just now, but, you know, we're kind of finding ourselves. And, you know, even though we're still, you know, 7-4, we kind of came a long way, and a really good team, actually. Just some unfortunate events happen in some games.
Do you feel like this 7-4 heading in this is just a completely different one than the record you had two years ago?
It's kind of the same record, but it's like a different kind of reasons we lost the games, different we won different games, you know, just things you learn to take from each season, you know what I'm saying? Just take over to the next season.
It was like you guys are getting close.
We're so close, and it seems cliche to say, but I mean, if you just watch it, we're definitely a different team and better team. We're just growing each week.
The up-tempo style, Callum was just saying, toward the end of the first half, he felt kind of getting into the groove, and then you were playing a little bit quicker in the second half, maybe. Do you like that kind of style, that up-tempo?
Yeah, I definitely do. It's fun. You know, getting the ball out of our hands quick, not thinking, more reacting to stuff, and just playing football. And you kind of get lost in it, so I definitely do like it. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jamon, all the talk out of Baton Rouge seems to be that they don't just want to win the game, that they want to blow you guys out and try to intimidate you. Can y'all be intimidated? Or?
I mean, they should. I mean, that's you know, everybody should think like that. It's a great mindset to have, but, you know, it's just.
He's saying in light of last year. Like, they're making it bigger.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's what it is. We got to play. I mean, they don't have to keep talking about it. It's a game set. What time is it at? Six. So we're going to see them then.
Do you foresee the atmosphere being more intense than it typically is?
I mean, we're in the SEC, man. I mean, every game is like this last game was crazy and crazy loud. Smash Mouth, rainy football. I mean, that's just what we're in. Like, it's nothing different. I look forward to it for sure, but it's not anything more than what we, you know, we're in the SEC West, you know.
Well, on paper, it looks like two different styles of play. Obviously, how Georgia plays, you just mentioned Smash Mouth. LSU wants to run up and down the field a little bit. How different do you think that experience is when you get in those two different kinds of games?
It will be definitely different. I'm actually interested to see how it is going to be, but I couldn't speak on it because we haven't had a game like that yet. Mm-hmm. But their offense is definitely really good, and it'll be a fun game at home.
Were you committed to them at one point?
I was.
Yeah. Did this kind of get a little more amped because the fact that you spent so much time over there?
Yeah. I'm like from down there, so. Yeah. I mean, it's a fun game, but I don't make anything bigger than what it is because at the end of the day, it's just football. If it was something else, then maybe I would. But
where are you from specifically?
Baton Rouge. Well, I'm not from there. My family's from there. Yeah. Yeah, Baton Rouge.
Did you ever live there?
No, I go. I visit all the time.
When was the last time you visited?
I was just down there before the season, July, August.
When were they still talking about the
Yeah, I'm friends. Yeah, they were. Yeah, that's all I talk about. It's a fun memory to have, and I'm glad we did that.
Got time for a couple more.
But you were born in Houston, or?
I was born in Houston. My dad, grandma, cousins, everybody's from Baton Rouge, though. Yes, sir.
Do you know some of the players, several of their players?
I know
really,
a lot of
pretty
them.
Well.
Really well, yeah. Grew up with them, played with them.
Who are some of them?
Grand Delpit, one of my best friends. Kerry Vincent, Houston guy, Caleb Vaughn chasing, Clyde right. Edwards. I was committed there too, so I knew a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Juwan, I know you got faith in your defense, but for you guys offensively, what do you think it's going to take to keep up with them? Obviously, you've seen the points they're putting up.
It's not a catch-up game. I don't think any game you just – I don't think anybody would play well if they were just playing in their mind catch-up and just looking at the scoreboard. So I kind of just would just tell us to keep having fun and keep playing because – and just keep playing with your heads down and just keep playing until time runs out because really it doesn't really matter until time's run out.
When you're playing a game that has such high intensity, is it important to stress to other guys to maybe play with emotion but not emotional?
We definitely have to bring emotion on the road. Good emotion meaning like energy and juice and excited to be out there because LSU's a team. They're very high tempo or high energy team. So on the road, you definitely have to match their energy from the first play. That's our big rule. So, yeah.
What do you think about the passing game? In the second half against Georgia, you were moving the ball up and down the field in the passing game. What confidence does that give you heading into this one, Juwan?
A lot of coming. We know what we can do in the passing game. It's not new. You know, we've been doing it all year. We're pretty confident as receivers and confident in Kellen to make the throws. We're going to come down with the ball. So, I mean, just whenever we get the opportunity, we'll make the plays.